This is a self-compassion meditation for body image. I invite you to begin by just noticing how you're sitting and getting into a comfortable seated position, either in a chair or on a pillow with your legs crossed, whatever feels most comfortable to you in this moment. Now close your eyes and let's just start by breathing. Take a nice deep breath in, and then softly let it out with an exhale. Another big breath in. And exhale. Our breath is one of the most simple and profound ways to connect with our body. Our breath is always there for us. When we're sitting quietly like this, or when we're sitting in traffic, or when we're in the checkout line at Target, our breath is always there. Remember that you can always reconnect with your body by breathing. And as you continue breathing, let's do a body scan. Check in with your body to see what it's telling you. Do you notice any tension or pain or discomfort? Try to soften your shoulders and your hands. Let go of any tension that you've been holding on to. Release any tightness in your jaw and your throat. And then soften your belly. Let it relax. Let it get bigger with each inhale. Those belly breaths are so good for our nervous system to help us relax. And yet diet culture tells us to hold our stomachs in. Here in this moment, let's relax those abdominal muscles and feel your belly move in and out with each breath. Notice how it feels to let your belly move so freely. If there's any harsh or judgmental thoughts that come up, just breathe. And imagine those thoughts are like bubbles in front of you. With every exhale, let your breath gently blow those thoughts away. Now I invite you to bring your hands to your heart. And take a few breaths here, sitting with this gesture of warmth and love and compassion. Notice how it feels to offer this loving kindness to yourself. No judgment, just noticing. And with each inhale, breathe in compassion. And with each exhale, release any negative thoughts you're having towards your body today. Again, inhale compassion, release the judgment. As you continue breathing with your hands over your heart, picture yourself as a young child, around 4 or 5 years old. Imagine yourself playing and running around freely outside. Notice how the child inhabits her body without shame and without self-consciousness. Send love to that child. Watch her move, her hair flowing in the breeze. She trusts her body. She loves her body. She thinks her body's wonderful because of all the amazing things it can do. She still exists within you. That little girl who's at peace with her body. Send her love. Send her care. Send her happiness. Send her joy. Now I want you to move your hands to part of your body that you have a hard time with, part of your body that you don't like, part of your body that you've wished you could change. As you touch this part of your body, feel the warmth of your hands and let your hands rest there gently. If it feels good, you can rub or massage this part of your body. Send this part of your body some grace and some compassion. As much as you've struggled with this part of your body, it's always been there for you and with you. Your body is your home. This part of your body is part of your home in this life. Let's just sit with it and tolerate it for now. We can't change your body in this moment, but we can offer it kindness. Keep breathing. Inhale, compassion. Exhale, the tension and discomfort. Inhale, compassion. Exhale, the body hatred. As you're breathing, notice the sensations that you're feeling in your body. Do you find yourself tensing up at all? Getting restless? Wishing this were over? Or does it feel good to be here breathing and offering yourself compassion? There's no right or wrong way of experiencing this moment. Just notice. Just breathe. Now bring your hands back to a comfortable position on your lap. As you continue to breathe, allow your breath to naturally lengthen. Breathe in and create space for your emotions. Imagine your breath creating more space and more courage within yourself to sit with your emotions about your body. Remember that no emotion is good or bad, right or wrong. They just are. Give yourself permission to breathe into and to feel your feelings about your body. The grief, the frustration, the sadness, the fear, the confusion, the numbness, whatever emotions arise. You are brave for doing this work. Notice with the out-breath that you're letting that vulnerable place exist without having to run from it or close it off. It's part of you. It's part of what makes you whole. Breathe in and let yourself encounter what's difficult. And as you continue breathing, think of the other women who feel this way about their bodies. Many, many women feel a similar way about their bodies. You're not alone. This is a common human struggle all around the world. It's not our fear of being rejected because of our body size or shape or appearance. It's the world's fear. It's a human fear of rejection. In so many ways, we are the same. We share these same thoughts and feelings and struggles with our bodies. This is what we call common humanity within the practice of self-compassion. When you breathe, you're breathing for all the other women who feel this way. You're breathing with all of us. And you might take a moment to send love and acceptance towards others who are struggling with this. There's enough care and love and compassion to go around. It's not a finite resource. Our compassion can flow through us, to others, and back through us. We're connected to others through our struggles, through our compassion, and through our breath. As you imagine yourself connected to others who are suffering from negative body image, remember that your worth and their worth is not determined by our size. Our bodies are our vessel throughout our lives. Your body is here for you. It always has been, and it always will be. Your body does so many things to take care of you all day, every day. Your body's not bad or wrong. Your body's wonderful the way that it is. Imagine yourself acknowledging and accepting that your body allows you to live life, and that when we're dieting and restricting and depriving ourselves, we're limiting our ability to live life to the fullest. Acknowledge that your body has been changing from the day you were born. That's what bodies do. They change over time. And as our bodies change, our needs with food change. That's okay. You can trust your body to tell you what it needs. accepting your body and treating it with care and respect and compassion is not the same thing as letting yourself go. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about learning how to take care of your body in ways that affirm what your body needs. Accepting your body means accepting life. Yes, your thighs might jiggle and your belly might have rolls. Those are parts of having a human body. Shrinking our bodies means shrinking our lives. So as this meditation comes to a close, I invite you to bring your hands back to your heart and to breathe in care and to release the self-hatred. Offer your body the acceptance that you have yearned for, even if it doesn't feel true just yet. Offer it as you breathe, just to see how it feels. Remember that little girl, the one who was playing outside. She's comfortable in her own skin, unashamed of her body. She's still inside of you, and she still wants to be loved. As you move forward, know that you can touch the reality of what's there, all of the feelings that you have had towards your body, even the most uncomfortable and difficult feelings. You can touch those feelings and visit them anytime without having to run away or numb or distract. You can tolerate these feelings of discomfort without having to do something to try and change your body. Your body is fine just the way it is, even if it has health issues. Your body is your body. Your body is worth caring for. Your body deserves love and kindness and respect. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness. May you have peace with your body.